I was walking to work today and I got run over a few times by gaggles of joggers on the streets of New York. They're here in mass because this weekend, 40,000 people will be running, jogging, walking the 26-mile New York City Marathon. And hundreds of thousands will run in marathons in other parts of the country, other parts of the world this year. What compels so many people to train for so many months, sustain so many injuries that they do, just to compete in a really grueling race? My next guest says this type of running is what humans are fine-tuned to do. It's what our bodies are made for. And not only that, it might benefit the brain as well. Dan Lieberman is a biological anthropologist at Harvard. And by the way, he is planning to run the New York City Marathon. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
Are you out there today jogging around New York?
Actually, I'm still in Cambridge getting ready to drive to New York.
Much more dangerous than jogging around.
Absolutely. It's the most dangerous part of my weekend.
John Rady is an associate clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the author of Spark, the revolutionary new science of exercise in the brain. Welcome to Science Friday.
Well, I'm glad to be with you.
Thank you. Dan, how do humans stack up at running compared to other animals? We don't seem to have much of an advantage at all here.
Well, that's the standard story. If you think about humans as sprinters, we're actually really pathetic. So Usain Bolt, the world's fastest sprinter, can run in about 9.5 meters in a second, right? So so he's pretty fast compared to the rest of us. But he can only do that for about 10 or 20 seconds, and then he'll run out of gas. A lion, if it was chasing Usain, and I hope that doesn't happen, a lion will run twice as fast as Usain, 20 meters a second, and can do it for 4 minutes. So as sprinters, we're just pathetic. We're always going to be lunch for the carnivores. But what we're astonishing at is really long-distance endurance running. So there's really no other creature that's as good as us at running very long distances at pretty good clips.
You mean we can outrun just about every animal if we do it for a long time?
Oh, absolutely. Every year they have various marathons where they have humans versus horses, and people always bet on the horses, and often they lose because a good human marathoner can easily beat a horse over 26 miles, particularly if it's a hot day, because the big advantage that humans have is that not only can we run, so we can run at speeds that make horses and dogs and ponies and most other mammals gallop, and when mammals gallop, they can't really cool down, so what happens is they overheat at the speeds that we run at. So on a reasonably hot day, a human being can outrun pretty much any animal over long distances.
Segment 1. I was walking to work today and I got run over a few times by gaggles of joggers on the streets of New York. They're here in mass because this weekend, 40,000 people will be running, jogging, walking the 26-mile New York City Marathon. And hundreds of thousands will run in marathons in other parts of the country, other parts of the world this year. What compels so many people to train for so many months, sustain so many injuries that they do, just to compete in a really grueling race? My next guest says this type of running is what humans are fine-tuned to do. It's what our bodies are made for. And not only that, it might benefit the brain as well.
Segment 2.
Dan Lieberman is a biological anthropologist at Harvard, and by the way, he is planning to run the New York City Marathon. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
Are you out there today jogging around New York?
Actually, I'm still in Cambridge getting ready to drive to New York.
Much more dangerous than jogging around.
Absolutely. It's the most dangerous part of my weekend.
John Rady is an associate clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the author of Spark, the revolutionary new science of exercise in the brain. Welcome to Science Friday.
Well, I'm glad to be with you.
Thank you. Dan, how do humans stack up at running compared to other animals? We don't seem to have much of an advantage at all here.
Segment 3.
Well, that's the standard story. If you think about humans as sprinters, we're actually really pathetic. So Usain Bolt, the world's fastest sprinter, can run in about 9.5 meters in a second, right? So so he's pretty fast compared to the rest of us. But he can only do that for about 10 or 20 seconds, and then he'll run out of gas. A lion, if it was chasing Usain, and I hope that doesn't happen, a lion will run twice as fast as Usain, 20 meters a second, and can do it for 4 minutes. So as sprinters, we're just pathetic. We're always going to be lunch for the carnivores. But what we're astonishing at is really long-distance endurance running. So there's really no other creature that's as good as us at running in very long distances at pretty good clips.
Segment 4.
You mean we can outrun just about every animal if we do it for a long time?
Oh, absolutely. Every year they have various marathons where they have humans versus horses, and people always bet on the horses, and often they lose because a good human marathoner can easily beat a horse over 26 miles, particularly if it's a hot day, because the big advantage that humans have is that not only can we run, so we can run at speeds that make horses and dogs and ponies and most other mammals gallop, and when mammals gallop, they can't really cool down, so what happens is they overheat at the speeds that we run at. So on a reasonably hot day, a human being can outrun pretty much any animal over long distances.